ఎన్ని సెకండ్ కెంటు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం విద్యాపీఠ
జ్ఞానం విష్ణు పాద పరమహంస పరిబ్రజకాచార్య అష్టత శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ అభయచారణ బిందు భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి ప్రభుపాద మహారాజ్ కి జయం విష్ణు పాద పరమహంస పరిబ్రజకాచార్య అష్టత శ్రీ శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ ప్రభుపాద కి వైరాగ్యమూర్తి శిల గౌర కిషోర దాస్ బాబాజీ మహారాజ్ కి సచ్చిదానంద భక్తి వినోద్ ఠాకూర్ కి వైష్ణవ సర్వ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ దాస్ బాబాజీ మహారాజ్
Give it to, pass it to others, they can read. Lokam vikuntam vaneshadi gokulam Nandam chamokshati vajamanashya pashat
Nandam chamokshati bhayat varunasya pasha.
Bhopan vileshu pihitan maya sunu nacha.
Aniya pritam nishishayanam ati sramena.
Lokam vikuntam upaneshati gokulam sma.
Any others? Mataji?
You
passed the book. 31st. 31. Any other? That's all. Okay. Pass it.
What by what?
Repeat.
Nandam.
Antunanda.
The father of Krishna.
Also.
Mokshati.
Saves.
Bhayat. From the fear of.
Varunasya.
Of Varuna.
The
demigod of water.
Pashat.
From the clutches of Maya.
Gopan.
The cowherd men.
Vileshu.
In the caves of the mountain.
Pihitan.
Maya Sununa.
By the son of Maya.
Cha also.
Anya Pavritam.
Being very engaged.
During the daytime.
Nishi.
At night.
Shayanam.
Lying down.
Otishramena.
Because of hard labor.
Lokam. Planet.
planet.
Vaikuntham.
Vaikuntham.
The spiritual sky.
The spiritual sky.
Upanishati.
Upanishati.
He awarded.
He awarded.
Gokulam.
Gokulam.
The highest planet.
The highest planet.
The Sma.
Sma.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Translation and purpose by Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila
Prabhupada.
Translation. Lord Krishna saved his foster father Nanda Maharaj from the fear of the demigod Varuna and released the cowherd boys from the caves of the mountain, for they were placed there by the son of Maya. Also to the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who were busy working during daytime and sleeping soundly at night because of their hard labor in the day. Lord Krishna awarded promotion to the highest planet in the spiritual sky. All these acts are transcendental and certainly prove without any doubt his godhood.
Everybody repeat after him.
Lord Krishna said.
Lord Krishna said.
His foster father.
His foster father.
Nanda Maharaj.
Nanda Maharaj.
From the fear of.
From the fear of.
The demigod Varuna.
The demigod Varuna.
And released the.
And released the.
Cowherd boys.
Cowherd boys.
From the caves of.
From the caves of.
The mountain.
The mountains.
For they were,
for they were
placed
there
by the son of Maya.
By the son of Maya.
Also to the inhabitants,
inhabitants
of Vrindavan,
who were busy
working during daytime,
working during daytime
and sleeping soundly at night, because of their hard labor in the day. Lord Krishna awarded promotion to the highest planet in the spiritual sky.
All these acts
are transcendental
and
certainly prove without any doubt his godhood. Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Lord Krishna, went to take his bath in the river Jamuna in the dead of night, mistakenly thinking that the night was already over. Thus the demigod Varuna took him to the Varuna planet just to have a look at the personality of Godhead Lord Krishna, who appeared there to release his father. Actually, there was no arrest of Nanda Maharaj by Varuna, because the inhabitants of Vrindavan are always engaged in thinking of Krishna, in constant meditation on the personality of Godhead in the particular form of Samadhi or trance of Bhakti Yoga. They had no fear of the miseries of material existence. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that to be in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by fully surrendered in transcendental love frees one from the miseries inflicted by the laws of material nature. Here it is clearly mentioned that the inhabitants of Vrindavan were extensively busy in the hard labor of their day's work. And due to the day's hard labor, they were engaged in sound sleep at night. So practically, they had very little time to devote to meditation or to the other paraphernalia of spiritual activities. But actually, they were engaged in the highest spiritual activities only. Therefore, everything done by them was spiritualist, because everything was dovetailed in their relationship with Lord Sri Krishna. The central point of activities was Krishna, and as such, the so-called activities in the material world were saturated with spiritual potency. That is the advantage of the way of bhakti yoga. One should discharge one's duty on Lord Krishna's behalf, and all one's actions will be saturated with Krishna thought. The highest pattern of trance in spiritual realization.
Krishna Chaitanya Bhavan Dhanam Chaitanya Vadhada Srivarsadi Gaur Bhakti Vinda. Hey, kuch adrak hoga? Chopping adrak thoda nimak de.
Ginger.
So, here you see Krishna's transcendental activities are mentioned. Nandam cha mukshati bhayat. From fear, he fear of burnasya pasat, and the from the clutches of the demigod Varuna, demigod of water, from the fear mukshati save. Who said? Krishna said. Then again, he said, Gopan Bileshu Pihitan Maya Sununa Cha. Gopan means Maya Sununa, by the son of Maya Dhanav, who put the coward boys. Gopan, covered boys inside the cave, he said, Gopan. And then he said, Apritam cha ani, Gopan, Bileshu cave, and then Filitan. He is an Maya Sunena, Cha, Ahuni Apritam, being very engaged during the daytime. That means the Prajavasis, daytime, they're very busy working during the daytime, Prajavasis, inhabitants, and sleeping soundly at night because of hard labor, Apritam, Nishi. Shayanam utisramena. We worked hard. The Brajavasis was so sleeping. And then, but what Krishna did? Lord Krishna awarded promotion to the highest planet in the spiritual sky. To them. Sleeping. What is doing? All these acts are transcendental and certainly prove without any doubt his godhood. He's doing this, but he's taking them to the highest planets, which is why here Prabhupada is explaining. Sound sleep. So practically they had very little time to devote in meditation or to other paraphernalia of the spiritual activity. But what is highest spiritual activity? Highest spiritual activity is to always be engaged with love and devotion. To serve Krishna and his dear ones. So Krishna himself saying, who are they? What is their symptom? He's saying in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 9, anybody can tell?
Matchitta matgata prana bodhayanta parashvaram kadayantascha chamamittam tushyanti cha lavanti cha.
Machitta, his mind is always dwelling in Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime. Serving Krishna, pleasing Krishna. Mother Yashoda is, and the cowherd, ladies, women, they're churning the butter, but always Krishna's pastime in the form of song, they're singing. Some of the topmost devotee. He's calling Radharani, who is the, got the blessing, the sage, to whatever she cooks, anybody eats, he will live long. See, everybody is thinking how to please Krishna. This is spiritual purpose. Material means we are trying to please our senses, that is material. Spiritual means the same thing you do for the pleasure of Krishna. Spiritual. Yes? The top spiritualist are the yogis. Especially bhakti yogis. Bhakti yogi. The Prabhupada said, practically they had little time to devote in meditation or to the other paraphernalia of the spiritual activity. Karma yogi, Gyan yogi, Ashtanga yogi. That is it. But the devotee say, yoginam upi sarvesham. Among all these, you know, there is what called yoga and it's called vyoga. Real yogi is bhakta. Because bhakti yoga is the culmination of all yoga. Other yoga are just different steps. Ultimately end in bhakti yoga. Because bhakta gives his heart to Lord. Others may give his body, his mind, his intelligence, but also at the same time he's expecting something. The devotee is expecting nothing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what devotees? Devotee is saying, na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. This is everybody wants. Kovitam, vajagadi shukamaya, mama janmani janmani shaya. Life after life. Bhavatat bhakti. Bhavatat bhakti unto you. Bhakti. Poladma said, Savanam, Tirthanam, Vishnum, Saranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasa, Padasivan, Sakha, Atmani Vedanam. Anybody out of bhakti, 64 items, these 9 are most important. Especially hearing from a pure devotee, Prabhupada, Bhagavad. Then, with rapt attention, so dadanasya, with faith. Then what happened? Vasudeva katharuchi. You develop a test. Develop a test. Now we may have test, maybe in a lower platform, maybe prasad will like. But test will develop. We regularly listen. Prabhupada says, Nasta prayesu avadresu nittam bhavasa. We may have some contamination at heart from time immemorial. Some may less, some more. But if we regularly serve a Bhagavad and also Grantha Bhagavad, that is not different from Krishna. And a Bhagavad, which is the whatever is there in the Bhagavatam, the lessons, he is the embodiment of that, Prabhupada. You regularly serve him, try to please him. What he says, you do, that is pleasing. That is seva. Bhagavati uttam sloke, one who is chanted with his choicest verses for glorification, Krishna. Bhagavati uttam sloka. He is called uttam sloka. Bhakti bhavati noistiki. He become fixed up in devotional service. Noisti bhakti. Nishtha. Nishtha relates to nirantar, constantly engaged. 24 hours. Engaged. We see Prabhupada sometimes going to take rest, but we find out later on, though he is going to take rest, he is planning how to propagate Krishna consciousness better way, increase book distribution. how devotees can improve his quality of devotion, surrender, purity, standard. So say that Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Grihe Thako, Bone Thako, it doesn't matter which ashram we are, whether somebody is a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha sannyasi, sada hari bole dako, always practice Krishna consciousness. Bhadane hari naam karve. Okay. Chant Hare Krishna here. As we started in the morning, somebody get up early in the morning, this is the best time for spiritual activity. 1.5 hours before sunrise. And devotees previously, at 10 o'clock go to sleep, get up 1 o'clock. How many hours sleep? 1, 10, 12, 11, 12, 1. 3 hours, get up and doing this job. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. O dear Hara, internal energy of the Lord, O Krishna, all attractive, deliver from birth and death. Embodiment, epitome of all spiritual bliss, reservoir of fathomless, reservoir of spiritual bliss or supreme enjoyer, Ram, please, please engage me in your service so that I don't become victim of Maya. Prabhupada said like that. You don't want to forget your service. So Prabhupada said devotional service means, bhakti means service. With love and devotion. Love and devotion for who? Krishna. Krishna. That it become, everything becomes spiritualized by verse. Krishna consciousness means dovetailing everything in the service of Krishna. Everything can be in the service of Krishna. Putting Krishna at the center. Maharaj Ambarish. He's walking, he's teaching how. You know? He's a king. So much opulent. Big palace, beautiful ladies, first class food, so many things there, power, so many things there, but he knows it all belongs to Krishna. So he molded his life in such a way that everything what he is doing for the pleasure of Krishna. He walks, he uses feet to go to the temple. He uses his hand to serve the Lord. He uses his tongue to glorify the Lord. He uses his eyes, seeing deity. Touch, touching the devotee's feet, touch his body. Whatever he does, for the pleasure of the Lord, pleasure of his spirit devotee. He is setting example. Krishna says, how most confidential knowledge, he said, first says confidential, you are not this body. We learn from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling Arjuna, Prabhupada is telling. ISKCON means, first learn, I am not this body. Negative. Positive, I am spirit. Eternal. Belong to the spiritual world. And our swarup, our eternal identity is to serve the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Jive swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. Then what happened? This material world is full of misery. And you find, drop telling everything in Krishna consciousness, it becomes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Jedine grihe bhajana dekhi, when in my house, everybody chant then and become bhakta, take prasad, glorify, and hear Krishna's name from beauty pastime, transcendental. Grihate Goloka Bhai, find the Goloka transcend, Goloka comes down in my house, the whole atmosphere becomes spiritualized. That is why he said, Grihe Thako, Bane Thako, Sada Hari Bole Thako. sukhe thako, dukhe thako. You may be in happiness, you may be in distress, but always chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So, here is saying that inhabitants of Vrindavan were extensively busy in the hard labor of the day's work. Due to the day's hard labor, they were engaged in some sleep at night. So practically, they had very little time to devote in meditation. The purpose of meditation is ultimately the samadhi. There is sabikalpa samadhi, nirvikalpa samadhi, all these things mentioned. In Patanjali Yoga Sutra, meditating on who? Narayan. Krishna, Krishna. But our meditation means always being absorbed in the thought of Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime, service. To come to the samadhi, there are so many stages. Dhyan, dharana, so many things. Ultimately, samadhi. But you see, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the best devotee are, he said, Naham Vipro. I am not Brahmin, he said. To become Krishna Bhakta, we know Prabhupada said, first, we should develop the quality of a Brahmin. So get up early in the morning with the mode of goodness. Take bath, come to Mangalarti, chant rounds, listen Harikatha, Najvati. Automatically we develop manual quality. Samo, Damo, Tapo, Sochom, Khanti, Archimam, Gyano, Vikyano, Astikam, Brahma Karma, Samo. Control your mind, control your senses, take only prasad. Tapo, Tapasya, we are doing little Tapasya, getting up early in the morning, taking bath. There's a little austerity. Very simple, not much. Sochom, becoming clean, taking bath 3 times a day or twice. Inside cleaning, always remembering Krishna, smartabha, sautam, vishtu, vishattabha, najatu chit. Every moment you should remember Krishna. This is vidhi bhakti, regulative devotional service. Vidhi bhakti, based on rule regulation. Never forget Krishna. Difficult, huh? Yes, difficult or easy? Because we have got attachment to so many things, we are chanting Hare Krishna. Maybe now you will find something else coming in mind. What do you think, Janardhan? Am I right? You're chanting Hare Krishna. Something else come in mind? But you do early in the morning, get up, chant your round. Not that much in this time. I say, scripture said like that. Actually, the 16 round is nothing. We are associating with Krishna. Unless you do much more rounds, then Krishna accepts our service. You don't know that he is accepting service. Prabhupada said, because many people outside the Vedic culture coming, Prabhupada asked, do, can you this that many round? Long face. No. Okay, do half. Still. Impossible. Okay, 1/4 of that. Now, you must do the rest of the time. If you are working very, very hard for Krishna, for His pleasure, distribute book, do administration, collect money, distribute prasad, always engage in Krishna service. I think, he said, I hope Krishna will consider your case. So you can think what you are doing. You can think. So it is best to follow, if you can, Prabhupada said, if you can become a grain of dust, a little bit of the life the Brajavasis lead. Eat, sleep, very simple life. Eat mata, a little pickle, and some few chapati. Who can do it? Raise hand. Prabhupada said, no, you don't have to. Follow the policy, live very simple. Eat simple, whatever cooked in the temple. Just eat that. Be happy. Now here in Vrindavan, I think, rice dal, one sabji, maybe one bhaji. Very simple. you're good. But if you are coveting, what is it called? You are no, better, gluttonous, a little strong one. He's looking for what is very palatable. Prabhupada, what is this? Prabhupada said, what is this? Prabhupada, this is music. Where is it coming from? Why is this music? The boy is a vendor attracting the children. Why is he attracting children? They're selling ice cream. There are nearly, how many types? Maybe 25 types of flavor. Magnolia, pistachios. So many other types. So it brings water on the tongue. Anybody. Who can resist? This is almost irresistible. If I ask anybody, everybody like this. It's irresistible. Ice cream. Prabhupada says, big Maya, sense guys. So you should be careful, you know, you should take it seriously. Otherwise, someday maybe we have to pay a high price. We may be in melancholy then. I have seen. Take it for granted. No, I am this, I am that. But are you that? Have you got this qualification? Take it for granted. So Bhagavan said, don't take it for granted. I am this. I am brahmachari. I am this, or higher, higher, higher. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it. It's dangerous. But we are very well situated because we can learn from the past. We don't have to go through bitter experiences. We can be cautious now. We can be cautious. Otherwise, Krishna is always protecting. See Krishna, how he is doing to the Brajavasis. They are sleeping. Well, we cannot sleep like that. So get up, take 6 hours sleep. That is enough. If you do more than that, you are in a mode of passion and ignorance. And let's say that your case is deeper. The doctor said that you can have some extra. You have to be in the mode of goodness. The actual spiritual world is mode of pure goodness. Tata rajastamo bhava. When you become transcend the mode of passion and ignorance, which actually most of the people are in this mode. Maybe 98% people are in the mode of passion and ignorance. That means work very, very hard and then enjoy as much as you can. Sense gratification. The devotees are not there. They would think I am not this body. So just to so that I don't die, just to maintain the body for the purpose of serving Krishna. That much we take care of this body. Yukta vairagya. Be moderate. In sleeping, in eating, in clothing, in resting. Do it moderately. Yukta vairagya. That is the way Prabhupada asked us to mold our life in such a way that always geared, always dovetailed in Krishna consciousness so that whatever I am doing, so that I can remember Krishna with love and devotion and serve Him. Brajavasis are the example best. They have got natural attraction towards Krishna. Unfortunately, we may not have. So we are doing little by following rule regulation, and without our knowledge, long time we stick to it automatically, which is within us, dormant, sardhagubunai, nitya siddha krishna bhakti, something like that. Sardhagubunai, sravanadi, suddha chitte karayudai. Just like watering a root of a tree, gradually it grows, leaves and others come, but you put fences and other things, protect it. This is also compared to that we have already there, the Krishna Bhakti, we simply have to fan it. It's dormant within us. By Savanam Kirtanam. If you do nicely hearing from Bhagavad, person Bhagavad, and hearing, and then we remember, and then you can also glorify it. Then you can remember. Then you can memorize also. You will come. This is the process. Adhu Swadha, first with some eagerness here, because of our past piety. Then things follow. Savanam, Kirtanam, साधुसँग एसोसिएट विथ डिभोटिस तत भजन क्रिया एन्ड वान अफ देम यु बिकम सिरियस टेक मेक रिलेसनसिप विथ हिम टेक शिक्षा फ्रम मेनी देन एन्ड वान अफ देम यु चुज प्रे टु द लर्ड चुज हि विल गिभ यु इन्टेलिजेन्स अकॉर्डिंग टू अवर स्टैंडर्ड एंड सर्विस एटीट्यूड विथ लव एंड डिवोशन बुद्धि बुद्धि योगम ददान देयर इज लाइक समबडी एंड अंडर हिज गाइडेंस वी शुड मोल्ड अवर लाइफ टू बिकम कृष्ण कॉन्शियस एट डिफरेंट स्टेजेस समबडी इज न्यू डिवोटी न्यू ब्राइड देन बिकम मध्यम अधिकारी आफ्टर प्रीचिंग दिस प्रीचिंग मूवमेंट देन बिकम वन डे उत्तम अधिकारी वी सो हम्बल ही थिंक्स आई एम डूइंग नथिंग I have not an iota of attraction towards Krishna. Attachment, everybody is serving. We should not copy. So, the Brajavasis are always in meditation. He said that Brajavasis, everything done spiritually because everything was doctrine in the relationship with Sri Krishna. They know nothing but Krishna. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, they know nothing but Krishna. But we know so many things. On this connection, it reminds me a story Prabhupada used to tell, I think, or Bhakti Siddhanta. Once, the Kaurava Pandava princess were called by the teacher, Dronacharya. Now, you all come, I will test what you have learned. Okay. See, this is a tree. Everybody, see the tree? Yes. And see, there is a bird? Yes. Okay. Now, one by one, come. He called one. Maybe Duryodhan, come. Duryodhan. Now, our goal is to shoot that bird, especially the eyes. Okay. Now, get ready. He got ready with his arrow and bow. Fix your bow. Now please tell, what are you seeing? Then he said, Guru Maharaj, I am seeing you. I am seeing all the Pandavas. I am seeing... All right, stop. Go. Next. Now, get ready. You have to shoot that bird, especially I have that. What you are seeing? Guru Maharaj, I am seeing you. I am seeing tree. I am seeing nice something. One after then Arjun came. Arjun, what are you seeing? Guru Maharaj, I am seeing that bird. So you have to shoot that bird, yeah? What do you have to shoot? Shoot, I am to shoot the eye of the bird. Get ready. Are you ready? Complete? Perfect? Sure? I will shoot the arrow. Okay? Ready? Yes. What are you seeing? I am seeing the eyes of the bird. Shoot! Successful. So we should be like that. Guru Mukha Padavakka Chitta Tarika. Our guideline, whatever I am doing every moment, has to be what is written in scripture. What the sadhu, pure Vaishnava says, and Guru like that. We should do it. We should check. Three things there. Out of three, if you are confused, you check up and decide. Some other time you think it, you don't know all this. You think of as according to surrender and service to the Lord, sincere, with love and devotion, you pray to the Lord and see what pleases the Lord. You do that. There it says, everything centered around Krishna. One should discharge one's duty on Lord's behalf. Somebody was told, Prabhupada, he is doing so much service to you, big project, this, that. So what you are? I am simply a temple president. Oh, what do you do? Well, I have got my wife, children. I see they become Krishna conscious, and there are some brahmacharis, and I will take care of them. So you do that, and this way, As far as I know, you are doing quite well. You are taking care of your wife, taking care of your children, they are becoming practicing Krishna consciousness and the brahmacharis. They simply do that. You do it perfectly, one day become pure, you go back to Godhead. You don't need to copy it there. So it said, Guru Mukha Padvatta Chittita Pariyayaka. You take the essence of all. Scripture is like an ocean. You don't know, somewhere it is saying this, another place maybe appears conflicting. There is no conflict. Because there is, depending on time, circumstances, places, the instruction could be different. So though apparently contradictory. So we should take it that way. Just like here, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, this our ISKCON mot or all this mot are like a hospital, and there is doctor there. So patients are coming, patients are compared to those who want to aspiring devotee. And they have got all, they are all diseased, but they are different disease. And so there is doctor there. The doctor will feel the pulse, will ask, what is the symptom, how you feel, this, that, and he listens. Then he find out what is his disease. Then what stage he is, his primary stage, or he has got chronic disease. Accordingly, medicine could be different. Some may be common. This is also like that. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, Bhavasatika Buddhi Eki Hakurna. Bhavasatika Buddhi means Bhavasaka or something like that. Anantasya. One should strictly follow what the Sadguru say, then it becomes easy. Otherwise it becomes difficult. So highest example is gopis, the Brajavasis, they are always absorbed. Their absorption is two words used. One is called, he is absorbed, maybe you can say, abhishtata, avinivesh, something like that, Sanskrit word. And one is tanmayata, almost like an immersion in Krishna consciousness. I don't know what is the difference between these two. But this is the two term use. So we should be like that. Whatever we are doing, Prabhupada said, never forget Krishna. Krishna means Krishna's form, beauty, pastime, wonderful activities, Krishna. Service to Krishna, service to Krishna's devotee. Never forget. Always remember and never forget. Both are same. One is positive, one is negative. Discharge of duty, Lord Krishna's behalf, and all one's action will be saturated with Krishna thought. Like the Brajavasis. The highest pattern of trance in self-realization. That is what Prabhupada taught us. We should be always like that. And then, when time comes, which is inevitable, nobody can escape. We have to leave this body. Then Prabhupada gave an example. Manmana bhava, most confidential knowledge, always think of Krishna. And once he is saying, how to think, one of the great devotee, Kula Shekhar, he is saying, my dear Lord, let my mind be always, let my swan-like mind be always play, dive deep like in the stem of the lotus flower, which is most beautiful. And leave my body thinking like that and ultimately achieve ultimate goal, your service to the spiritual world. Otherwise, when you become old, my throat will be clogged up with cough, bile, mucus. It will be maybe difficult for me to remember or chant your holy name, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. And now, any comment?
Question?
Yes, if I know, I'll answer you. I have got limitation.
During the daytime, maybe we can remember Krishna, we can
serve Krishna, but at night time, although our mind is engaged in that time, but it's quite impossible to remember Krishna at night time. How we can
do? Yeah, you're right. Night time. But if you, Prabhupada said, read Krishna book, whole day, plan how to serve Krishna and do service, engage your body, all the senses. Night time, read Krishna book. Right? And before you go to bed, think of all those pastimes. Maybe you could be fortunate one day, see Krishna even in the dream. So anytime we die, you can go back to God. Krishna knows our heart. Krishna said, those who are thus engaged, I feel, with love and devotion, I feel compassion, I give them intelligence. So a day may come, you may not feel like sleeping, you may not feel like eating, and always chanting the holy name. There are people like that, chanting the holy name. He doesn't care for eating, he doesn't care to even go to the, to attend nature's call. There are some people. Can you think of? He's getting so much pleasure in chanting Krishna. He's feeling the, he's feeling association with Krishna. Anybody feeling? It's not so easy. Krishna says, you are constantly engaged in Krishna's service, you can feel the presence of Krishna Karana. He said. So if you can make advancement, you can realize Prabhupada must have. Definitely. Make sense? Any other question, comment?
Absorbed and immersed, you just to say. What makes differences if someone is absorbed or someone is immersed?
This is the question or comment?
I feel because we have to do other work also. So what is better prescribed for us, to be immersed or absorbed?
Whatever you can, you do. Whatever you can, you do. If you are absorbed, you are in samadhi. Remarks, that is also okay. You are doing service for Krishna, you are collecting money for Krishna. But for Krishna, it is transcendental. Meditation on the service of Krishna, it's okay.
And other works?
Whatever work, you do for the pleasure of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Manasadhyayoga, I am eating. You have to use the car, you have got a car, use it for the service of Krishna. Make sense? Otherwise, the moment you are doing for my own pleasure, material. At once it is material. For the service of Krishna, spiritual. Even you can eat, but Krishna, what Krishna eats, you only eat, but you think, I like to eat, give it to Krishna. Krishna knows. He's sense grad, subtle sense grad. Make sense? Anybody else?
Yes. The story you told that wants to know. They shoot the arrow just to die. So Arjuna did a lot of sadhana for that.
Yeah, day and night. He's practicing.
And finally he got that space to shoot the arrow, thus seeing the eye. But what about others who have no sadhana, depending on Kripa Shakti? So, how will they...
Prabhupada asked her, don't depend on Kripa Shakti. You are not the Brahmin, wife of the Brahmins. Nobody should think of Kripa Shakti. Everybody is thinking. Then there's also there, somebody circumambulating. There is one bird, he's been chased by another animal. So he's running, but it happened to be a temple, Vishnu temple. Suddenly he fell down in a well. At once those who are there, they saw, hey, he got a forehand form and went back to the spiritual world. Then if it is that, everybody saying, I won't do sadhana, I'll get Kripa Siddhi. You know that? I don't know when that time will come. How many can think of he'll get a, without going to school, college, university, get a R.I., Ph.D., D.Sc., LLM. You have to work hard. You have to go to school, you do good, you go to primary school, to secondary, you go better, then higher secondary, you do better, go to college, you go better, then go to university. By that time, so many are eliminated. So in organization, every saintly person come, thousands of devotees. As the day passes, you see many. Hara dhane dosti chelo, Rabindranath Thakur. Mone dukhe mone galo, kade bheu bheu. I don't recall it. It's very difficult. Everybody is go through test. You are not qualified, you will be eliminated. You commit offense. You neglect your sadhana. You take it for granted. But Krishna will never forget what you have done for Krishna. In the eye. Sarvamopya sadhana, even little service done, Krishna never forgets. He's so kind. He'll get again chance. Again chance, again chance. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Nothing goes in vain. Sarvamopya, very little service done. One day attain Krishna consciousness, then he never does again Krishna giving chance. Never forget. Trauti Mahatvapuni, greatest danger, he may be again take a human birth and practice Krishna consciousness. But Kripa Siddhi is their case. Only Brahman Putni I know. More than that I don't know. Have you heard anybody? So, this is exception. Exception is exception. We don't go on exception. Janardhan. Anybody? Yes.
Some of the air that they...
Get to the point.
I hear somewhere that while chanting and the mind goes away,
yeah.
So another option, okay, waking up is the best, but another option is to beat the mind with broomstick or something.
Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur say, mind, Samapara Acharya say, mind. At the same time, it's like a friend. And God will also get us the enemy. If we can train our mind in such a way, engaging in Krishna's service, then it can become friend, control. If not, it could be a dangerous, worst enemy can lead us one day to hellish condition. Make our life hellish. So everybody has to control. His senses. It is not the sannyasi will only control. Ultimately, everybody has to control his senses. Easy way is sarvupadhi vinirmuktam. Give up all false ego of I am this, I am that, designation bodily, I am Brahmin, I am sannyasi, I am so many other, X, Y, Z, whatever. No. But when you use our senses in the service of the Lord, who is the owner, then that is called bhakti. That is the best way of controlling the senses. But there are some tips to control mind, say. As you said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the mind is so disobedient because of the past, so always thinking something else other than Krishna. So he said, day and night, before go to bed and in the morning, twice, one time, beat the mind with shoe when somebody very badly, you know, you severely, you know, giving punishment, lesson, you beat him with shoe. And another is when you get rid of somebody, you are unwanted, they use broom. So whatever comes in mind, you kick out. Kick somebody. If he doesn't like somebody, kick out. Kick out! This guy is kicked out. Like that. You have to take it in that sense. How can you, mind is a subtle thing, how can you catch it and beat with the shoe? How can you, with the broom, make a beat? What? No, so you have to take it in that way. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Popa said, to control the mind, you have good sadhana, then whatever comes in mind, you kick it out. Otherwise, whatever coming in the mind, you always ignore. Till you see it comes, something favorable for Krishna consciousness. Thus you control your mind, then. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda, all told something how to do. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, do your sadhana well, then you don't have to struggle with mind. But sometimes devotee go crazy. He tried to kick out the mind, but he always again come back. Again come back. His sadhana is weak. Or maybe, yeah, he is eating, all these things should be controlled. He is not doing properly. So he has got spiritual much strength. So he is overpowered by maya. And if spiritual strength you have got, strong you are, spiritual your sadhana, then it does not take that much to train the maya. Carry on. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, so many things come in mind, maybe sense, subtle or gross sense get, you give it little, not completely. Nobody can say, I have control over mind. But at the same time, unless we control mind, we cannot make progress. Any moment it can take us to hell, lead us to. If I ask anybody, who can say, I have got control over all our senses, raise hand. At least we are honest. That's good. Krishna will help us. At least we are honest. The Krishna's great devotee, Rukmini Devi, said, I think senses are the most formidable. She is a very strong word. Formidable. Not only formidable, most formidable senses. And among all senses, mind is superior than other senses. We can think of how difficult to control the mind. Even Arjuna, the Krishna's friend, he is saying, it is like combating with the high wind, checking the high wind, typhoons, so many others, Katrina, as they call it, tsunami, hurricane. But can be done by bhakti, chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Prabhupada said, everything should be ended, concluded with the mercy of the Lord. And everybody is looking after mercy. Some mercies are in it. Very relishable. Here is it coming. In the spiritual world, everything is conscious. Look, here, prasad coming. I am not going to prasad, you are not going. But prasad is coming to us. So, please, everybody come and take prasad.